This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Farm Show, we'll begin with a report from WSMI Farm Director Katie Wilson. She recently talked to Dennis Stifler, the chairman of the Executive Committee of the United States Meat Export Federation, about exports of meat from the United States.
I think we can talk about the gamut of exports. We're having great success this year, as we have in the past. The pork exports are up significantly, as well as the beef, and even lamb exports have increased in terms of the middle meats, and the value that they bring back to producers obviously is an important aspect of that. But it's been significantly, pork is close to a record. Beef will be a little short of the record, but these exports bring back a significant dollar value. I think it's estimated in the pork that it's near $52 a head, and beef is in the 270s. So it is an important part of our full agrarian complex.
Yes, absolutely. That's definitely a big part of farmers' livelihood. How do the conversations about trade that have been happening, has that affected our exports at all recently?
Hasn't affected it, but it has the potential to. Obviously, the NAFTA program has been a significant impact on beef and pork export. It makes up 40% of the pork. 30% of the beef exports are between our trading partners of Mexico and Canada. So it's a really important conversation, and they've been really good trading partners for us. So, you know, we're optimistic that that'll work out in our favor. And then there's other trade aspects going on. The CORUS, or the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, is in action, and we just had some, visitations over there that looks like very positive. And then we want to continue to move forward with Japan.
As far as conversations that the U.S. Meat Export Federation has, I mean, are you advocating for farmers? Talk to us about maybe some of the work that you do.
Well, we have an outreach program, and we service nine different sectors of the agriculture community through USMEF. The feed grains, corn and soy meal, the farm organizations, agribusiness, as well as beef, pork, lamb, all of those. So we work with that, and we have an outreach program that reaches out and shares information and shows them how that we're doing out in the marketplaces. So a significant part of our programs, or domestically, although we're a sales and marketing organization for the international market.
I guess I'll ask a question specific to maybe pork and beef. The amount of meat that needs to be exported, is that number up or down, or can you give us an update about that?
Well, in our recent convention out in Tucson, Randy Black with Cattle Facts updated us, and there's more meat coming our way, both beef and pork, significant amounts. So that's all the more reason for these trade agreements to be in place, all the more reasons for us to expand our market access, continue to promote. We are in 13 different countries. We have offices in 13 different countries. We have a wonderful staff on the ground that are knowledgeable, have great relationships. But there is definitely a need to expand, and something that if these trade agreements would falter a little bit, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the domestic supply.
Anything that farmers can do to help with this?
Just keep doing a good job and raising a quality product, which we do. We raise the best, highest quality, most consistent meat products in the world. But, they just need to reach out and make sure that they're touching their constituents and their congresspeople and letting them know these trade agreements are extremely important.
Also on the Farm Show, cattle market analyst Ed Sherwin brings the weekly finished cattle trade recap for the week ending November 11th.
Feedlot cattle trade was mostly steady, but some weakness with more limited cash sales this week, but bigger forward contract numbers utilized. In the five-area region and the High Plains and the Western Corn Belt, that includes the major feeding areas from Texas up through Nebraska, along with Colorado over through Iowa. Five area formula sales volume totaled 165,929 head, compared to about 182,000 the previous week. And the five area total cash steer and heifer volume was 94,559 head, compared to about 117,000 head the previous week. And the estimated weekly total FIS cattle harvest was 623,000 head, compared to 615,000 head the same week last year, which was 8,000 head over last year. And year to date, the total is still 1.4 million head more than the previous year. And the nationally reported forward contract cattle harvest was about 60,000 head compared to 48,000 head the previous week. And the packers have about 246,000 head of forward contracts available for November. Now taking a look at the prices, the weekly weighted average cash steer price for the five area region was 122.71, which was 82 cents lower. And the weekly weighted average cash dress steer price for the five area region was 191.62, which was only 37 cents lower. And the five area average formula price was 190.91 compared to 181.36 the previous week, making it almost $10 higher. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 28th was 901 pounds, which was 2 pounds heavier, but it compared to 917 the same week last year. And the choice select spread was up. It was 19.34 on Friday compared to 15.66 the previous week, and that compared to a $16.91 spread last year. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.
Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.